The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a beautiful Saturday. Did you see the color of the sky, Howard?
I did.
An absolute Chamber of Commerce kind of day.
I love it.
This is what we're famous for right here in Northeast Florida, are these gorgeous days with the sun shining and the blue skies and the highs only in 80. I mean, this is fabulous.
Are you sitting outside while you're talking on the phone with us?
No, because I was afraid the birds would be chirping and it would kind of, you know, mess with our show. But I want to.
Yes.
Staring out.
Yes, we are doing our part for social distancing as we have for the past few weeks. I am here in the studio and Angela is broadcasting from home today because we're only supposed to have a certain number of people here in the studio. But I am so excited because the city and the state and several states are beginning to open up and on Monday. But things have really opened up in real estate. I'm so excited because things have really started jumping. We're going to tell you about that throughout the show. It's amazing how people are coming out of the woodwork. I mean,
you know why. You know why they're coming out of the woodwork, right?
They're tired of being inside.
They're tired of being in their house. That's one. And they've learned that their house doesn't suit their needs. As we come into the new normal, people are going to have different needs for their housing. They need an office at home because kids aren't going back to school, college kids aren't going back to school, parents aren't going back to work. More people are in the home, and so we need an office, a dedicated office space at home, and we got to stay in shape. We need an at-home gym space. So for most people, they're discovering their house no longer suits their needs as we change to accommodate, you know, these viruses and things. So, yes, we're getting a great deal of customers reaching out to see if we can help them to solve their problems. And, of course, we can because we're the problem-solving realtors, right, Howard?
Yeah, and you know what else is happening? That I heard a lot of people from upstate, the Eastern Seaboard, up in New York, are going to be moving here because they don't want the high density of the city, of the big cities like New York. So they're going to be coming down to Florida. I mean, we have had so much activity. It's not that we're, you know, can't take on more. We can because there's two of us. In fact, we have an assistant and we have another realtor on our team
here.
There's really
four of us.
Yes.
Because even our assistant is licensed. So there's four of us. Yeah.
So, and we work 7 days a week, but we have lots of things going on. We got a couple more listings to talk about in the last segment, one of which is a mini farm, 17 acres with a beautiful house on it, and they have goats, and they have chickens, and they have dogs, and they have cats, and just a beautiful, beautiful home that we sold them about 3 years ago, and now they are moving to another state, and we're going to talk about that. And we have some shout-outs to do. We have Robert and Terry Lee that live in Orlando, and they're going to be moving here to be closer to their grandchildren. They are listening today, and so there are just so many people that...
I have another shout-out, Howard.
Go ahead.
I want to say good morning to Stan and Roseanne. We will be listing their home this week, a gorgeous home, pool home, right? Everybody was ready for a pool home. and that's in Timberland Park. So that'll go on the market this week.
And Timberland Park is right off Southside Boulevard near the Home Depot.
Honey, you can walk to Target, okay? That's a good day. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Nancy. So Nancy's a past customer, and she has another house that she needs to sell, and we're going to be meeting with her this week. So there's a lot of fun activity, and whether we've known you before or we get to know you for the first time, we look forward to doing business with you. So you be sure to call us, because we are working full-time just like we did before. And you can reach us after the show, 465-3845 for me, or 687-8161 for Howard.
Yeah, we have another interesting one. We met with a customer about a week and a half ago, and they were worried. They want to move to a different place. They have a townhouse that was just perfectly clean. I mean, you could eat off the floor in their house. And
absolutely.
They were worried about, well, how do you go through the process of selling one place and buying another and coordinating it? And they were worried, well, is my place going to sell? You know, I don't want it to linger on the market. And we said, look, yours is going to sell pretty quickly. So we need to find a new place for you. What we do is we put it on the market, and then we start looking, and they're still worried. Is it going to sell? Is it going to sell? We got an offer already. Just went on the market last week.
Yes.
So now,
and we still have more showings. So that was yesterday, right? But we still have showings today. So we're going to let those showings happen and see. But it's so exciting, really. You know, people think, oh, I shouldn't go on the market. And you know, I've been told by folks that their real estate agents are even telling them, oh, it's a bad time to go on the market. And I disagree. So go back to your real estate agent and say, put me on the market. Or if they still don't want to, because they really don't want to do business themselves right now, which is fine. Everybody has to make that choice for themselves. That's fine. But if they don't want to, call us. We're working.
There is a shortage of homes to sell. There really are. Yes. There are so many less than there were this time last year. Normally, spring is when lots of people put their homes on the market. Some are taking their homes off the market, and some people are scared because they don't want a lot of people in their homes. But as we talked about last week, there are ways to show your homes to people that we will be doing if people don't want many people in their homes, and that's, we'll do virtual showings where we can take our phone and do a FaceTime with them. We'll do and walk around the house and show people your home just like they were there. And it's not about doing something ahead of time. Like there are videos that some people do that last a minute or two and quickly just walk around the house. What we'll do is we'll do it and talk to you like you're there. And we could spend 20 minutes, you know, well, show me what the pantry looks like. Okay. And show me what the closet looks like. And let's go around the house and look at the backyard. And let's even drive around the neighborhood. Show them what the neighborhood looks like. So there are ways that we will do it that some other agents may not and may not want to. But it's a way of that we can convince homeowners that we'll make your house safe and that we won't have a lot of people walking around the house. It'll just be one of us with a camera that's on what's called a gimbal that holds the camera very, very steady. And we can talk to you as you can ask questions. How about
Absolutely.
That? Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing you need to mention, Howard, is that right now interest rates are as low as they have ever been in recorded history.
How about that? We're going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, we got a holdover from the contest last week. Hey, when you go into someone's house to see one of these beautiful houses, what's the thing that evokes the most envy? Wow, I wish our house had that. Nobody guessed last week. All right. Call us with your guess.
Yeah. Okay. I think a man should guess this, actually.
You think so?
I think so.
All right, call us with your guests, 222-8255. We got lots more things to talk about. And one of the fun features here on the show, highs and lows of the previous month. Stay with us, everybody, and call us with your guests and your questions. We'll be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. Man, am I happy.
Well, you either sure are happy.
Well, I'm either super happy or I've had too much coffee. Which one do you think, Howard?
Probably a little bit of both.
There you go.
Yes. I know you drink a lot of coffee, Angela.
I do like my coffee.
Hey, you know what we didn't do today? We didn't talk about what is special about today.
Tell us, Howard. You always give us those fun facts, and people really like to hear it.
Well, today is National Join Hands Day. Now, we know we're not supposed to do that because of social distancing, but we can do that symbolically. When you see someone that you know and you go to shake their hand, you can do that symbolically. But also, you know, we spend a lot of time with our family in our homes. And sometimes you get a little, angry with them because you're spending too much time with them. Not us, of course. But sometimes it's good just to reach out and to touch them. Yeah. So maybe when you're sitting and watching TV, just reach out and touch and hold their hand. Now, you and I do that all the time, but I'm suggesting that you do it with your mate or your children. Just reach out and touch their hand. It does so, so very much. Also, yeah. Another day that is today is Sibling Appreciation Day.
Ah, how about that?
That's right.
I'll give a shout out to my sister, Rhonda, who's listening from
New York. There you go. She usually is listening. So,
Yep.
Reach out to one of your siblings that maybe lives down the street, maybe lives in another state. Call them and tell them how much you appreciate them. Perhaps to even talk about something that happened many years ago, and it'll bring a smile to their face. Also, one that you'll appreciate, Angela, it's National Truffle Day.
Ooh.
Yes, not the kind that the pigs find in the forest, you know, those mushrooms, but the kind of chocolate ones.
Chocolate?
Yes.
Chocolate truffle?
Yes.
Okay, yes. I'm a huge fan. Huge fan.
And one that my daughter will appreciate, it's Take Your Baby to Lunch Day. Now, I know that the parks are closed, but one of the things that she does is takes little Tess out into the backyard and puts out a blanket, and they just enjoy themselves in the backyard. So I'm suggesting all those folks with a baby, take your baby on a little picnic in their backyard today. Take your baby to lunch day.
Absolutely.
All right. There are a bunch of others, but we'll get back to real estate now. I hope those things gave you all a little bit of a smile today.
Oh, and remind people of the contest again, Howard.
The contest is this. When you go into someone else's home or into a model home, what feature of the home or property evokes the most envy? You know, wow, I wish our home had blank. Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
All right?
Yes.
So call us with your guess at 222-8255. That's area 904, of course. Now, Angela, what happened this past week in real estate?
I always love to look at the numbers, Howard. So this past week for homes and condominiums, 669 offers got accepted. Howard, that number is up 12% from the previous week. People are buying homes. 653 homes came on the market. That number is also up 4% from the previous week. Now, it's not the number it usually is like in our normal season, but still, it's there and it's increasing. 116 of the 653, well, they're already under contract. And Howard, goes with your data, they're right at the 20% mark. Every week, no matter what, 20% of the houses sell in the first week. 31 of those actually went under contract on the very first day. And 576 of you actually closed on a home for yourself. And we say,
congratulations.
Yes. Now, that number was pretty high. But again, it's the end of the month.
Yeah, the end of the month is always higher. And the reason, of course, is that when you go to closing, you pay the interest between the date of closing and the end of the month. So people like to close at the end of the month because it costs you less money out of pocket to close. All right. Now, you mentioned before the break something about interest rates set a record.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, okay. You ready for this, Howard?
Go for it.
I mean, so we always give information on mortgage interest rates, and they are incredibly fantastic. The Fed has started buying bonds, which usually signals a reduction in mortgage loan rates. And this week on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve met and decided not to raise the prime interest rate. While the prime rate does not directly affect mortgage rates, it's still a good sign for interest rates as a whole. Did I say that mortgage rates are fantastic? Well, the 30-year rate, it's down 0.01% to an incredible, 3.23%. That's its lowest 30-year rate average in the 49-year history of Freddie Mac analysis. Can you believe that?
Wow.
This time last year, it was 4.14, so now it's 3.23 to get a 30-year rate conventional mortgage. The 15-year rate, it fell 0.03% to 2.77%. This time last year, it was 3.62%. So that's really strong. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate is at 3.44%. Now, we are still seeing some FHA customers getting 3.25%. And we saw a VA customer get 2.75%.
2.75. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Super duper low, right? That's on a 30-year VA loan. 2.75%. So rates are expected to continue to remain low throughout all of 2020 and to be potentially lower as the virus problem continues. As such, if you have a secure job, that's important, have a secure job. Now is the time to buy, as rates are incredible. And for you sellers, there are buyers willing to buy, and rates are low. They're coming for you. So if you're thinking about putting your house on the market, you need to. And there's another sign that the seasonal spring market is improving, and that is that there was a 12% increase in mortgage applications just this past week nationally. Not local, but nationally.
Yeah, we don't know what it was. We don't know what it was locally. Yeah. You know, those all are signs that, you know, there was a slowdown nationally. There really wasn't a slowdown, you know, generally here, except for, you know, 10 or 15%. But things are really starting to hop. People are getting back and doing things. They're certainly getting back for Angela and for me. And I don't know why people are taking their houses off the market thinking that things are not going to sell. They are.
Yes.
We have buyers. I mean, Angela and I are working with several buyers right now. And we have people that are selling right now.
Right.
We're taking precautions with our buyers when we go to houses. We wear our mask. We wear gloves. When we, and if the people don't have gloves, we can provide them. If they don't want to wear gloves, per se, we'll open the cabinets for them. We open the doors for them. So we do a lot of the protective things for the homeowner. Some of the homeowners are putting out hand things so they can sanitizers. Sure. So, you know, we're doing all of the right things to protect everybody.
Indeed.
The only thing that's left to do is put your home on the market and price it right and make it look good.
And you know what else I've been doing this week, Howard? I don't even know if I told you. Is that bad? I was doing sending out letters to particular communities saying to people, my customer wants to buy a condo in this neighborhood. Is anybody thinking about selling between now and September when her lease is up on her apartment? So, you know, we're doing everything we can. We're thinking outside the box. We're trying to get people, you know, into the real estate market again, you know, feel comfortable. I think with the mayor talking about opening up the city again, even if it's slow, I still feel like it gave some sense of confidence to people that we can return to, you know, something that's more like it used to be. I hate to say the new normal. Everybody's using it. It feels like an overused word, but we will find a new normal. But I think people just want to get back to the old normal, right? Get out of their house, go shopping, do things freely, well, not feel like they have to social distance, even though they're going to have to.
We are going to get back to a normal. It is going to be a new normal that you and I believe, but it's going to take some time. And I know that there are still many, many people that are out of work, and we understand that. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about some of the changes to the programs that we talked about last week, because it seems like every week Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and FHA are changing the programs that they are offering. And there are over 4 million people already that are in some sort of a forbearance program that the government has put into effect. And that's great, because nobody, the government does not want to take your home. We don't want to put, I mean, the government does not want to put people out of their homes. So there are plans that are available. We're going to talk about them when we get back. The important thing that every homeowner needs to realize is you can't just ignore the situation. You just can't. You've got to talk to your lender. You got to go onto their websites. But here's what was found. The websites are not always correct, and they don't give full information. We're going to talk about that when we get back. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Florida is about to reopen state parks. Governor Ron DeSantis said on Friday the state's opening a two-lane drive-through testing site in Pensacola as well. That's prepared for up to 400 tests a day. In Kentucky, Governor Andy Beshear has proposed phased reopenings of businesses, factories, and churches next month as the state reboots much of its economy, virtually shut down by the coronavirus. He's also asking that people who venture outdoors do wear protective masks. Meanwhile, President Trump says an experimental drug has been authorized to be used on hospitalized COVID-19 patients, offering a possibility of hope in many cases. Now, some nursing home residents in New York City, in Manhattan in particular, nursing home now reporting close to 100 residents there have died in the coronavirus pandemic. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow was down 622 points, the NASDAQ down 285. This is SRN News.
A coronavirus update brought to you by Bennett Power Equipment. Open for business as usual on West Beaver Street. Florida's COVID-19 cases now stands at more than 34,700. More than 1,300 in the state have lost their lives. 1,025 cases now in Duval County, 273 in Clay County, 208 in St. John's, and 57 in Nassau. While announcing the reopening of state parks, Governor DeSantis reminded us that the virus does not live long in sunlight, and getting out of doors is good for us mentally. Jacksonville retail stores and restaurants are spending the weekend getting everything ready to reopen on Monday. If you go out, keep in mind they can only allow 25% capacity. You may encounter lines to get in. People trying to make appointments for the city's stimulus checks overwhelmed the system and caused some shutdowns. If you couldn't get through before, keep trying. Let's stay safe and have a great weekend. Thank you for what you're doing to help stem the spread of this virus. Keep listening for more updates.
The Blackhawk by Dixie Chopper is the choice for landscaping professionals and large residential properties. This legendary zero-turn mower mows over 4 acres per hour with Kawasaki engines with 48, 54, and 60-inch cutting decks. All of our Dixie Choppers feature tough 7-gauge decks and heavy-duty chassis backed by our 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty. Stop by Bennett's Power Equipment on West Beaver Street in Jacksonville to get in on our 0% for 48 months financing for all models in our large inventory today. Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest lawnmower, made in the USA.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. As a sixth-generation jeweler, a question I get a lot is what kind of watch do you wear? The answer's a Rolex, and there are a couple of reasons. First, when my grandfather gave me a gift for graduating from college, he said, "I want you to have something that you'll always remember me for." And he gave me the Rolex watch that I wear today. Now, more than 35 years later, it still runs and looks as good as it did the day I got it, a day I'll never forget. It might be the right time for you to create the same kind of memory, and nothing does it better than a Rolex from Underwoods. Whether it's a lady's or a man's, the watch is waterproof and has the classic good looks that make Rolex the watch people want to own. And at Underwoods, all of our Rolexes carry a 5-year guarantee. So stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra, and let Rolex create a memory for you.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Going to be a sunny weekend with highs into the upper 80s. Clear nights through Tuesday night. Lows about 65. Sunny on Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain. High 87. Partly cloudy Wednesday night, down to 62, and then sunny Thursday and Friday, highs of 82.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. We are so excited to be here with you today on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. Houses are going to sell. Houses are being listed. We're going to talk about one that we have listed in the next segment of the show for you gentlemen farmers. No, we'll talk about one specific one I'm talking about that's listed
today.
Yes. Hey, we want to update you on what Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and FHA are doing for those people that are out of a job and cannot pay their mortgage. So I'm going to give you a little background and then tell you what is the latest. So first of all, Freddie Mac has suspended all foreclosures, suspending evictions, plus offering forbearance plans if due to a job loss due to the pandemic. Also, on FHA loans, forbearance plans can now be up to 180 days, but then can be updated to an additional 180 days if necessary. Originally, it was only going to be for a much shorter period of time. Now, the information may not be shown on the lender's website. You'd think you go to the website and it's always there. It may not be there, so you must contact the lender. Also, there was a study done in the last week on a variety of lenders, and they found that many of the websites were not complete and not, like, they may not have said that, they may have said it goes to 180 days, but it did not mention that it could go to an additional 180 days. So you need to contact your lender. Also, for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac back mortgages, at the end of the forbearance period, the lender will work with you to do one of three things. So here's what happens at the end of whatever the first agreement is. They can set up a repayment plan, or they can modify the loan so the borrower's payment are added on to the end of the mortgage, or they can set up a modification to even reduce the monthly payment and extend the loan. So, for example, let's say you earn $60,000 and you get another job and now you only earn $50,000. You're not going to be able to pay the same amount of mortgage that you had, so they may reduce your payment and then extend the loan. So there could be combinations of all of these things. But, and here's the big but, I don't want you to think that during this time that you couldn't pay, that they're forgiving that. You still have to make up the missed payments.
Yeah.
So it's not a forgiveness. Now, that's what it is right now. I can't tell you what it's going to be next week, next month, or anything else. But don't stick your head in the sand. And what I mean by that is don't just ignore any calls that you're getting for the lender, because they're calling you to say, hey, you haven't paid. Let's figure out a way to make it easy for you. Let's figure out the plan that's going to work for you. See, you have a lender and you also have a mortgage servicer. You may have gotten your loan from, let's say, Chase, but Chase sold your loan to a mortgage servicer who is collecting the debt. The mortgage servicer has a separate agreement with Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. You don't have to worry about that agreement. Actually, the servicer, in some cases, still has to pay for a certain number of months the premium, I mean, the interest to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So it's a separate agreement they have. The servicer has to make an agreement with you. Don't stick your head in the sand. Call your lender. Don't be embarrassed. It's not your fault that you lost your job due to coronavirus. It's not. So we're going to get through this. We are. We know it's stressful. It's stressful for everyone, even if they have their job. You know why? Because they're stuck in their house, many of them. They're stuck in the house with their kids. They have to get daycare for their kids. They can't go to the stores they usually did. Every single person in the country is affected by this.
Yes.
You're not alone.
Absolutely.
You're
Absolutely.
Not alone.
Yep.
All right. Let's move on to something else.
You know what I was going to say to you, Howard? This is probably a really good time to give out your telephone number and let people call you and talk to you about specific questions they have, because while we always have our phone line open at WBOB, which is 222-8255, and they could call during this hour, this might be something that feels personal and private and that you want to talk to us after the show. So you can call Howard at 687-8161, 687-8161, and, or you can call me at 465-3845. And, of course, we're in area code 904. So, you know, call us after the show with any questions you might have regarding what to do if you've got, you know, if you've lost your job and you're in a bad way. We'll help make the connections for you the best that we can.
Yes. Now, we're not financial advisors. We're not accountants.
I'm not saying to do that.
I know. And if and if you just want to talk, we're here for that as well. So
yes.
And
we love to talk.
We do. And you can call us anytime after 8 o'clock in the morning up until 9 o'clock in the evening. And by the way, if you want to sell your house, if you realize you're just getting too far behind and you want to sell and you have some equity, or even if you don't, we're here to help you.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go to something that's fun now.
Okay.
It's a new month, and one of the fun features here on Real Estate Radio are the high and low sales. So,
yes, that's always fun.
Are any, you know, big houses selling? There are. And during the month of April, 27 homes, and this is about average for the month, for many of the months, sold for $1 million or more. Only one was on the ocean, though. Two were on the river, and five more were on a major waterway, like an intercoastal area. We're not talking about a little pond. And six of them sold for cash. The highest priced one was $3,800,000 in Marsh Landing. It was five bedrooms, nine bathrooms.
That's too many.
It's too many. Now, you have five bedrooms, but seven full baths. Now, I don't get that. I understand that you have one extra full bath, like, you know, next to your little gym. But why you need seven? I don't get it. Anyway.
I can tell you. You've got to have one downstairs for your guests for when they come, and you need one near the bonus room that you have. Or you may have a pool bath outside even.
Okay, a pool bath. And one for your exercise room. Okay, and then two half baths. By the way, it was on the market for 303 days. It was a beautiful house. Curved staircase. Many of the rooms had wood ceilings. It had a game room, a theater room with three tiers, three levels, with 14 recliners in it. Had a fitness room, a pool, a 60-foot dock, a guest house. Yep. $3,800,000. Now, if you didn't want to spend that much, you could have bought a fixer-upper for $8,500. It was 888 feet square footage, two bedroom, one bath, and it was full of mold. Yeah, some drywalls were even gone. They paid the seller paid previously $5,000. They bought it at a tax deed sale a few months earlier, and then turned around and sold it for $8,500.
Wow.
How about that? For condos, there were three that sold for over $1 million. They were all oceanfront and all sold for cash. The highest one was sold for $2,100,000, and it was in Marbella, which is a gorgeous condo. And there are only two on each floor there. 4,400 square feet. Three bedroom,
amazing.
Three and a half baths, five different balconies. It actually goes around half of the, from east all the way to west. Yes, has a study. It's on the market for a while, though. 849 days, paid cash. It even had a summer kitchen, two wine fridges, had a bar. And the lowest price condo, a move-in ready, $38,000 at the Ravines in Middleburg.
I like the ravine.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. It was kind of a studio style, 420 square feet on the market for 33 days, and just absolutely move-in ready with built-ins. It was really, really nice. It was just small, $38,000. How about that? Hey, when we come back, we're going to have to give you the answer to the contest when we come back. We're also going to tell you about the ones that we have on the market, because some of them are just, you know, they're all, every single one that we have on the market is one of those that are move-in ready, look good, priced right, ready to go. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back and tell you the answer to the contest. Bye-bye.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard Team Advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 beautiful Saturday. Get out and get some fresh air. It is gorgeous.
It is. I'm going to be out today after the show and drive around a little bit before I come home. And it looks like we may be showing a house, right? Do we have an appointment?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Okay. All right.
Let you know if it's confirmed by the time you get off the air.
All right. Hey, nobody called in for the contest, so I'm going to tell everybody what it is. You actually gave a hint. I don't think anybody picked up on the hint. But let me tell everybody what the contest was. When you go to somebody else's house or you go to a model for a builder, what feature of the home or property evokes the most envy? You know, I wish our home had blank. And your clue was...
No, don't go there. Don't go there. Don't remind people.
Okay. Well, number one, the number one of the top 10 was the size. They wish it was bigger.
Right.
Number two was...
You go to people's house and you think, oh, it's so big. I love it.
Yeah. Number two was the kitchen.
Yes.
Yes.
That's what I thought. That was my guess.
Yes. Number three was the interior design. Number four was the location. I wish we lived here. You know.
Right.
Number five were the furnishings. Number six was the floor plan. Number seven was the gorgeous backyard. Number eight was the master bedroom. Number nine was the entertainment space. And number 10 is the master bathroom. There are some gorgeous master bathrooms out there.
Oh, gosh, there really are.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what it's time for now? Yes, Angela, I think you should start off with something that goes on the market today. How about that? Today. You talk about hot. It can't get any hotter than that because it is so new. It goes on the market today.
Today. I'm so excited, Howard. So we had the pleasure of selling this family this home just 2.5 years ago, and it's time for them to move. So their loss is somebody else's gain. The house is only 5 years old. It's about 2,000 square feet, 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, real quality construction. I think the builder was Stonehurst. Very, very well done. But this sits on over 16 acres, 16-something, and it's open rural. So you can do anything on it you want. You can bring horses. You can have goats. You can have chickens. You can have any sort of livestock that you choose to. There is a barn. The barn has a workshop. It also has 2 additional parking spaces that are covered. There's a well on the property and septic, of course. And actually, there's 2 wells. So the first one breaks, you got another one to use. This is just a different way of living. And it's in St. John's County, so you got to love that. And it's located out off County Road 208 off Stephen Coley Road. And it's 5049 Stephen Coley. And the sales price is $850,000. And I'm telling you, it's worth every penny. It's just a wonderful, wonderful home. So look for that being added onto the market later today. We're just waiting on the photographs to come in.
Yeah, it's so a very private area. So
very,
if you don't
private.
Want anybody around, the house is kind of in the middle of a wooded area.
Yes. Like, it's so private, you can't just drive there to look at it. I mean, it's gated. There's a ton of green foliage around. And that's what I love about this house. When you're in the house, it does not matter which room you're in. When you look out the window, you see greenery. You see trees. You see flower gardens. You see green. So you're really going to enjoy that. There's a very large back porch on it. That's the whole length of the house. So you could be sitting outside, but, you know, protected from the mosquitoes.
Yes. And there are pens already set up for the goats that they have.
Yep,
you could have horses
that,
there, whatever you want.
Yeah.
So all right.
It's a wonderful property, and I'm telling you, you're going to love living there. So call us if you want a private tour of that.
All right. We've got one on in Julington Forest, which is not part of Julington Creek. It's Scattered Oaks Court in Julington Forest. 4-bedroom, 2-bath. A little under 2,100 square feet, plus a 450-foot Florida room, plus a 300-foot insulated detached workshop that is also air-conditioned. It has a deck. It has a patio. It has an updated kitchen, updated baths, outdoor kitchen, fire pit, 2-car garage, a covered front porch, no HOA, no CDD, fenced backyard, really, really nice home, a huge family room, too, with cathedral ceilings, just a really, really nice place that actually, I was thinking, you and I might just love to downsize and go to that house. I'll start taking up woodworking.
Is that what you were thinking?
Seriously. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, $290,000. We've got a condo at the beach at Summer House, 840 square feet, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, $150,000 on the second floor, so nobody can make noise above you. We've got a vacant lot on the corner of McCoy's Creek and Fitzgerald that's only, it's a third of an acre, and it's only $25,000. We've had a couple of builders call us already and say, hey, I'm thinking about buying that and building a house on that. Only $25,000.
Yeah. Another option, somebody called was interested in putting a mobile home on it, which you can certainly do. There's no restrictions against it.
Yes. How about Wexford? Do you want to tell everybody about that Beauclair home, beautiful pool home?
I love that home. And, you know, actually there was a buyer who had it under contract, and he was attempting to get a very difficult loan. And the guidelines changed in the middle of him getting the loan. We've talked about this multiple times on the radio. The guidelines are changing fast. And anyway, at the closing table, he's figured out that that was not the loan that he agreed to. And so he did not move forward with the purchase. So his loss is someone else's gain. So we love that. So the home on Wexford is a brick ranch. It's got a pool. It's 3,300 square feet, 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths. It's on a corner lot right across the street from the river, so you catch those river breezes. There's no CDD. There's no HOA. It is in Beauclair. Everybody loves Beauclair. It's such a wonderful, quiet, you know, wonderful neighborhood to be in, be a part of. And it's priced at $475. So you just got to love this house. Tons of space, lots of rooms. Everything you need, you'll find in this home, and it's located at 9406 Wexford Road, right off Beauclair Road.
It's got a Florida room plus a screened room.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
And a big garage, circular driveway. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. I love that circular driveway. Get you a lot of extra parking. So if you like to entertain, this is your house.
And we've got that executive home on the inlet right off of the river. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And what river are we talking about? The St. John's. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
4,400 square feet, 4 bedroom, 4 bath, a balcony, an office, built-ins, a lanai, a pool, a dock, a lift, a covered lift. This is an executive home, a separate jet ski lift, a huge 3-car garage, recirculating hot water, triple HVAC, wood floors. There's no carpeting in this house. This is a true executive home, all brick, 6-inch thick walls, not 2x4s, 2x6s. This house is absolutely gorgeous. Gorgeous home.
It is indeed. And you know what? They just took a price reduction, Howard. $950,000. So that's exciting.
Yes.
Very, very exciting.
All right. So, any others to talk about?
House. Well, yeah. So we have the townhouse. That's in Oxford Chase at 11125 Castle Main Circle. As I say, a townhome, 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath, 1,720 square feet, 2-car garage, right?
With a townhouse, a 2-car garage?
Yes.
Is that possible?
It is, and it's located right off Gate Parkway, right kind of near the FBI building. So it's a fabulous location. So you can be in Gate Parkway, but not at the town center, not stuck in all that traffic.
And in the
on the other side of JTB.
And in the last 3 years, they put in new appliances, new flooring, new toilets, new fans, new faucet, new lights, new air conditioning, new water heater, new countertops, new shower enclosure. Oh, my.
$275,000. Can you believe that?
Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
You know, the Van Wees haven't been in the studio in a while. I miss seeing them. So I want to give a shout out to Adam and Stephen Van Wee. They're going to tell you what's been going on. You know, the stock market is almost back to where it was before it went down when this whole thing started. Didn't have a good Friday, but oh well. Anyway, you know, folks, Angela and I love living here in Northeast Florida. We're doing this radio show to give back to the community. We want to thank you for listening and for your support. And if we can help you in any way with your real estate needs, call us. I'm 687-8161. Angela's 465-3845. You really do need a professional on your side. Angela and I are here to help you. We want you to have a blessed day, a great week, and we're going to be back with you. God bless everyone. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.